program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation. During the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is Islam Today. This is Alhamdulillah, and you're listening to Islam Today. And we're broadcasting news from the Pakistan with Islam Broadcasting Network. That's the IBN.net. And your internet connection. So we will sit and we'll hear this program from those that we've broadcast in the past. But we start today with something very important. That is to talk about what Muslims believe about Islam. So we think that it is a very special day. And this is special because I've known her for a long time. As a matter of fact, I've known her all of her life. My little daughter, Miriam, is here with us today. And I'm also Miriam.
I haven't heard.
How do you ever think today?
Alhamdulillah.
So, you know what our faith can do about that, right?
Yes.
If you're going to ask me some questions about God, what would be your first question?
What do we believe about God?
Okay. Now, that's a very long statement, so we're going to have to break that up a little bit. We're going to say what we believe and what we don't believe. How about that?
Okay.
All right. The most important statement that we're making is going to become this, which says, La ilaha illallah. Ilaha. Now, what is Ilaha? Ilaha comes from the word Ilah. And Ilah means something to worship. It implies anything that can be worshipped. So Ilaha means the plural. So there's no thing to worship. There's no deity. There's no object of worship. Any place, anywhere, any time. And then the third word is Ilah. Ilah. What is Ilah? It means existence. Is Allah. There is nothing in the things of the same time where you have any worship except Allah. And what does Allah mean? Allah is the name of the deity that Muslims worship. That's his name for God and God and God. At the same time, it comes from the root word Ilah, just as we mentioned in the first place. We're going to worship. But because it's Allah, it means the, and it can't be pluralized, it cannot be genderized, and it can't have more than one Allah, and it can't be a male Allah, and it can't be a female Allah. It's just Allah. And Allah is single by himself, and there's none other living. And it's clearly understood, and we have a thing with himself, Allah. So the meaning is La ilaha, Allah, there is nothing in place, any time, anywhere, worthy to worship, except the one through Allah, the only one. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. When we say that, people still wouldn't get the whole idea. You know how? Suppose you're going down the street and you're just driving along and you see somebody say something, you start picking up and you're like, you know, life is expected, right? Along the way, you tell me, oh, we're Muslims, we believe in Allah. And we said, oh, really? What's it like? Who is Allah? So, Allah is the only one you worship. And you say, yeah, that's what you do. And you say, yeah, well, if you believe in God, we believe in God, and you're looking good. And you say, oh, I didn't. Okay, great. But then we say, time to stop the car. Do you stop the car? He gets out of the car, over to a huge tree, and he bows down in front of the tree. And then comes back and says, look at the car. And he goes, excuse me, what did you just do? He said, I was just waiting to come. He said, but I thought we agreed there's only one God. He said, yeah, that faith is him. So the understanding for the Muslim is to be distinct and be clear on that matter. Who is Allah? Who is not Allah? So what we're going to study is that we're going to listen to Allah's business to understand this time. And how Allah is studying the definition is very clear. He defines himself again in the Quran as unwanted as what he did in the business. The first word is cool. What is that?
Say.
Yeah. Say, B is Allah. B, what does it mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
One.
One, right. But, actually, Wahid is one. Wahid.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to say that this is a different word. It's not that one can have two commands, but each one has a unique. It's not that you would have one thing after this one. But I have it. I think that's what I have heard to say. Say he is the one to be unique. When it is the word not, do you know what means? Yes, it means eternal, forever. And it also means that all things are dependent on it. So that all of the creation of Allah depends on Allah throughout all eternity. Well, at the same time, he doesn't depend on his creation. No, he has needs, and the creation needs him to fulfill all the needs. That's what's the man. The beautiful word. It's not the name for Allah. Anytime somebody would have to be the servant of the law is completely of his name and attributes and names and put up with them. The same name of the law is the servant of the law, of the rock man, the servant of the law is the name of the law, and of the Samad, which means the servant of the one who is eternally sorry.
What about a
girl?
What about a girl?
Allah is no creature. Allah is no creature. Allah is most great. Nothing is for Allah. Much praise is for Allah. Much praise is for Allah. And I will declare the perfection of Allah in the early morning and in the late afternoon. This can be duplicated three times. And then say,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان من يده ونفسه ومنه.
I take refuge with Allah from the devil, from his guile, his poetry, and his magic.
And I listen to his mighty day on the sun of the sun. I day in the net, where you can find it open 24 hours a day. That is my special guest for me today. And we've been talking about what Muslims believe in the Quran. And we were talking about one of the quotes in the Quran, in the chapter from the Quran, that says that the Quran is unique, unaltered by all his creation, yet he has no need for the creation. And that's the big thing that we really like to say, the land you live or the land you die, which means land means what? Not. Not. Big not, right? Okay. But not what? Land you live. It's not the.
Creation.
Not the father. And he's not the.
Son of
anything. Ah, there's it. Land you live, or land you die. Then it says, well, land you cool who people want to have. And that means that he is not like anything that's created. So this makes it real clear that we believe in Allah.
Some people say he is everywhere, since he's good. But what do the Muslims think?
So you're going to be asking me about where he is, Alright. Where is Allah? To be clear about that subject, I want you to know that a lot of people have been asking that question from long before. Islam came, before Christianity came, before Judaism came, there has always been a number of people asking the question of where is Allah? This is asking for the location, and where did he live at? Where did he live? Where does Allah hang? And this actually becomes an issue that even some scholars get sometimes. But we'll go step by step to find out where Allah is through our mind, and then we'll prove it with the Quran to be stored. If we say that Allah has no need, which we do, then he has no dependence on his creation. Therefore, we wouldn't need to ask to be anywhere, would we? But some people would say, he said that he can be the creation, wouldn't he? And so that kind of question often leads people into total disbelief. That's how they become atheists, because they can't be themselves. It doesn't make sense to them, so they're depending on what it is. Obviously, the Creator could not reside in place in his creation, but that wouldn't make any sense. At the same time, it wouldn't make any sense that he would be in creation, because then how did he get there? Who created him? So the only thing left, if you want to be a believer, is that he resided outside of his creation. Where he acted outside of his creation, not in his creation. Now, let's take that to be verified through the Holy Quran. We already mentioned the statement, Lan yakulu wa lam yakuluhu kufuwan, which means that there is nothing lacking anywhere in the creation. So that's pretty clear already, but it's not in creation because it is said. But there's another statement in Christ, is later connected with him. Now what does later mean? Later means isn't. Okay? And clearly we understand the meaning that there isn't anything that compares to any time. So we have another statement in Christ, and it is not. Because it's a new way of making a lot of people want to see it. So that helps us to understand that. But in the case of a law, then it could be a law, right? Yes. But if that's not a law, then it's not a law. So it's stated or even imagined.
So how do you resolve that?
like it was to do, we never put the law in the tradition. Never put the law in the tradition. So a law doesn't go around moving on.
Thank you.
have turned my face to see to obtain their best heavens to live. And I do not know who is the Lord. Indeed, my prayer, my sacrifice, my worship, and my death are for the Lord of the world. No heaven has been. The gift has been commanded, and I am not the Lord. O Lord, you are the sovereign. No one has been to be worshipped except you. You are my Lord, and I am your servant. I adore my own soul, and have nothing my sins. So forgive me all my sins, for no one forgives sins except you. Guide me to the depth of character, for none can guide to it other than you. And deliver me from the way of character, from any can deliver me from it other than you. Here I am. And then this is your fault. Happy to save you. All good is within your hand, and evil is not from you. I exist by your will, and will return to you. Blessed and high are you. If you give good gift, and repent, go to you.
Hope you were back to this today for him to be. Glad today. Take this. And you can never be in the end but the letter. And you can come to Square Quarantine with your children. This is your host, Mr. Pitts, and my special guest today is Mr. Pitts. And my father is and I think that this little segment is talking about who is God, what is God.
Yeah.
substituting for Shrapati Bani, who could not be with us today. I'm very pleased to sit in this place and answer questions as you call in. And the subject we'll be addressing today is the Patriot Act, and also with a concern and with a view toward the recent searches and treatment of banking and computers and other records under this Patriot Act and under this continual activity to ensure that the thing against to try to in all information that might even put the and then search for trying to move out in terrorism activity. Immediately, the very first question was a press conference yesterday. And all, there were many Muslim leadership organizations that were there in D.C. The press conference allowed each organization to inform regarding what had happened. The contribution to the press conference has subsequently been released from the D.C. And was carried in some form or another on world television and public station, and also generally were carried by the major news stations. I wrote and I have expressed that this invasion and violation of persons and organizations that are well known to the administration and to the Senate and the House is unprecedented. This results in a chilling effect in the very community that the government has met with and then has kept open doors and communication in the government's campaign. It is felt as a breach of trust. All of those businesses and homes penetrated, of course, but the effect was devastating as the family felt badly. It was a sister and a sister teacher in the community and explained about how they were. About how a sister and her daughter were handcuffed and sat for 3 hours, and the term that they were actually detained for jailing and taken from jailing. She could say more time to get out of jail. Would not be very good to the job and the feeling of violation, the feeling of the house.
They are demonstrating to all the world the character of American justice.
for all who love and will protect freedom in this country. We demand the reexamination of our domestic policy in 2007 so that we may lift the government's cooperation for American citizens to be accorded the constitutional guarantees and due process within for all markets secure domestic. We are advertising the national character to the entire world. And these rights are denied to any, they are denied to all. I'm going to go to a break now. As soon as we return, we'll continue on the Patriot Act and on the Western
Radio. IBM Radio is now live online. Log on to www.ibm.net. Listen to a broadcast worldwide in the comfort of your home, office, or even while you're on the road, every weekday from 2 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's www.ibm.net, the voice of American Muslims.
I believe we've returned. Continuing with our technique to the paper, the complaint to especially the local community about the interruption from business and the work of the business. We respect the seizure of homes and businesses that occurred in this paper. We have a three-pronged attempt at privacy. We see, first of all, if we read the Act, we see that the Act grants the executive branch unprecedented and largely unchecked surveillance power, including the enhanced ability to track email and internet usage, conduct sneak and peek searches, among criminal programs at the moment, obtain sensitive personal records, monitor financial transactions, and conduct nationwide voting blind tests. Second, the Act permits law enforcement agencies to circumvent the Fourth Amendment requirement of probable cause in conducting wiretapping searches that have as a, quote, significant purpose, unquote, the gathering of foreign intelligence. Third, the Act allows for the sharing of information between criminal and intelligence operations, and thereby opens the door to a resurgence of the need to for the Central Intelligence Agency. I want to recommend you to the Center for Constitutional Rights, which publishes an open media pamphlet series. You can visit their website at Open Media at 7stories.com or go to www.7stories.com. This is a New York organization that's been cited for the examination of state legislation that affects all of us. Let's consider ours. I want to first of all say generally that any act that would try to increase the government's ability to detect any terrorism is not what it's seeking. It affects its problems because some of its essential elements go on without any limiting date. and they all tell us that criminal investigation is dangerous. People should speculate being involved in criminal activity, the incursions and privacy of the others. This time is a very unusual time to detect terrorism and should be safer. The organizations that were examined this week, as I explained earlier, were cooperative and open. The doors they went through in the business and the institutions were unlocked. They were greeted, they were cooperating with the law enforcement authorities. That in some cases there was racial humiliation to people who met the teens at the door. It was conducted by the Customs Department. It was the Customs Department. It was including the INS, the Secret Service, some of the things there, and other branches under the Trading Department. Let's look at some cases for a moment. Section 213 of the Act authorizes federal agents to conduct incomplete searches or covert searches using the open space. The purpose of one office that I conducted without notifying and enforcing the execution of the search warrant until after the search has been completed. 213 authorizes delayed notice of the execution of the first warrant and reporting of reasonable confidence. To believe that providing immediate notification may have an adverse result, so they can search them without even online until later. Section 213 also authorizes the delay of notice of the execution of the warrant to conduct the seizure of items to the person of, quote, reasonable necessity, unquote, for the seizure. As you can see, and I think most of us have an idea that in our homes, if someone comes to serve a warrant, a search, or a warrant for a witness, they normally knock and announce who they are and that they have a warrant. But this 215, section 215 of the Patriot Act, it contravenes the common law knock and announce principle, which forms an essential part of the Fourth Amendment reasonableness requirement of inquiry whenever a search is requested and a search is conducted. Now, the conspiracy in 213, why I say this is not limited to news and evidence, is because 213 is not only limited to terrorism investigations, but extends to all criminal investigations and is not scheduled to expire. Criminal investigations is extremely important that they be done with the most care, that they be done thoroughly, and that the person be aware of any evidence that any charge of those people to be brought, a person is supposed to be informed, a person has the right to counsel, supposed to have all those rights you're familiar with, which is complete. Criminal investigation ability to wiretap, to the knock and announce requirements of the Fourth Amendment, email, internet usage, and to conduct the searches, obtaining fingerprints and records, monitoring of financial transactions, and conducting the nature and world requirements. This is a broad extension and certainly an elimination of other safeguards that were always a part of criminal investigations in this country. Extremely important to recognize that when you ignore changes that undermine the system of rights that we have, when we ignore these changes, it's very difficult to reverse these changes. We support, of course, actions against terrorism. The community is dedicated to that. There's the concept under good police and law enforcement that requires community relations. When officers on the beat of the community is conducting investigations, one person of the community in which they are conducting their investigations is protection and healing. So, typically, an approaching when certain safeguards and certain protections that have been removed by this act are not there. These organizations and these individuals were very open, moderate organizations, very cooperative, and it was an incredible shock. The act should concern all Americans. And how you make a change, when you should basically deal with the person, you can indicate that this is something that has affected the community, and what they can do. Ask the White House to communicate, take action to protect the Justice to ensure that following through with the editorial decision granted that the utmost care must be taken to continue to preserve the trust and confidence of the community in law enforcement.
This message is brought to you by your American Muslim neighbors and the Islamic Media Foundation.
This work program on the Islamic Broadcasting Network, ID, explores the organization of businesses in the ID and the citizen business network, and nationwide and worldwide for our live business program. Support ID and business. Make the call to sponsor a program. Get your name in the title of the nationwide and worldwide. And your solution at ID and
Department of Justice to correct Russian investigative techniques. We can ask the president to stop these actions, to ask them to take actions to reassure the community and to repair as much as possible the breach in trust and confidence that has resulted. It's really important for every citizen to be aware in these times. There is always a competition in government to try to achieve the end. But the ends do never justify the means. And our wonderful people, and the wonderful people that allowed us to give, for instance, exercise our First Amendment freedoms, to give our opinions, to advocate for causes, but especially the need for the legislation. Your major organization, President Lincoln, and of course, in the first place, google.com, google.com. If you simply look to how to get the committee to Congress, you can find by the way who is there and how to get them. You can go to these organizations and put in the zip code. Any of the American Muslim associations, and the convention Washington, you can put a zip code and work for them. Find the representatives and the senators, you are a consistent, and it's extremely important for us to make a consistent. Generally, if you send emails and say there were 10,000 emails, let me engage a multiplier of 10 that is conceived by the Congress. By your elected representative, representing about that number of votes that would vote to support the point of view you take. If you're concerned about the patriot, if you have sent your information to your elected representatives and send it clearly to them, you can advise all of us in the American Muslim community to temper our remarks and to act intelligently. To communicate clearly right now is the biggest challenge, especially when we feel divided, because only through intelligent action and only through intelligent communication can we be assured of what it is that we are demanding. This is the agenda of the American citizens. We're only going to continue to be what we begin to appreciate in the past if we stay aware of the citizens of our elected representatives. I encourage all of you to be in communication with any questions you have around. I encourage all of you to use your internet to search under that website, search. So that you can stay abreast of the issues that they're breaking. But the media's interest in them is very fleeting. And your voice to the representatives is not so rapid and so brief. You will be remembered if you make your voice clear, if you communicate today on the special email and through the calls to the White House, and also through email to the representatives. Encourage all of the Americans to safeguard that which is most precious, constitutional and civil rights. Thank you for listening to me today for all the work to be here. Contact me on your return. Thank you.
program has been sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
Every Monday, 2:30 p.m. for a full hour of the Muslim Faith Open Line Discussion with Sheikh Shakir Asami here on 5D.